It is First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on Swift 98 and the Spur. And joining us over the phone this morning is Amanda Covington. Amanda is the Chief Corporate Affairs Officer for the Larry H. Miller Company, of course, the driving force behind Big League Utah in the Salt Lake City area. Amanda, thank you so much for your time. What an exciting time to be a sports fan in the Rocky Mountains right now.
That's exactly right. Thank you for having me. It is an exciting time, and we are so excited for not only Utah, but our neighboring states like Wyoming. So thank you for having us, and we look forward to talking about this.
Absolutely. So let's talk Big League Utah, of course, with Larry H. Miller Company kind of driving this. The announcement made a couple weeks ago on this. How long has this been in the works, actually, Amanda, for all this to kind of come together with the announcement?
It's been exactly a year. It was a year ago this month that our CEO, Steve Starks, actually had a conversation with the MLB commissioner, and we started to register our interest as becoming a market to be considered for expansion.
So you make this proposal now, and the sports complex is really intriguing to me because it's not just a stadium anymore. I mean, it's a whole complex and a whole area. We're talking a lot of land in the Salt Lake area. So tell us maybe describe this for us. What is the sports complex that's being proposed?
Yeah, well, and that actually came to be starting at the end of January this year. So in the last couple of months, our CEO and I met with Rocky Mountain Power and Mortenson Construction, who are currently working to redevelop 100 acres in Rocky Mountain Power's land, which is about 100 acres on the west side of Salt Lake City. So it's right between Salt Lake International Airport and downtown Salt Lake. It's uniquely situated right off of I-80. It's between Interstate 15 and 215. And there's a transit line, a rail line that runs right along North Temple Street there. So from an access and infrastructure standpoint, it's a great location. We know with the mountains here in our great states that we have an opportunity to look at the Wasatch Mountains from behind home plate, which would be really fun, and the Salt Lake City skyline. And then when you think about it from an economic development standpoint, there's a way to create a sports and entertainment and culture district as an investment to not only bring great activity to that community, but also that's easily accessible to our friends in Wyoming, north of us in Idaho, and here around the Wasatch Front, and even, you know, to the south of us in southern Utah.
This is Amanda Covington. She's the Chief Corporate Affairs Officer for the Larry H. Miller Group. So, of course, the big excitement is on the potential of Major League Baseball. And there's been some other talk of the potential of other sports like the National Hockey League and some others that could potentially move into this complex. But I think baseball, have you seen that? That most of the region is probably most excited about a baseball expansion?
That's right, Duke. We actually did some in-market research as we were doing our due diligence about how this would work for not only a potential investor group, but really for our entire Intermountain West community and what a boon that would be. We found that 82% of people wanted an expansion team here in Salt Lake City, and a majority of those favored baseball. We know that Major League Baseball provides a large volume of games. It's a great season that runs, you know, spring to fall. We also saw that as people travel either from our state to other states or around the nation, that they do seek Major League Baseball games as one of their sightseeing and family opportunities when they travel. And so as we see people coming here to the Intermountain West for conferences, tourism, maybe they're coming to, you know, hike the Red Rocks or mountain bike up in Park City, that they'll catch a game while they're here.
Amanda, of course, Major League Baseball, they've said they got to find a place for the A's and the Rays. And of course, Oakland's already announced they're going to Vegas. And so I assume that helps, right? The announcement for that.
Does. Yeah, that's right. Our CEO, I think, tweeted yesterday that it was part of the calculus as we made our decision to pursue Big League Utah and the campaign around it. And so it certainly helps to start to get those two team settled, so that as we've heard the commissioner say on record, he's excited to look at expanding from 30 to 32 teams. So if now we can get the A's settled and they've picked Vegas, then on to the Rays, and then maybe expansion process can start in earnest.
Perfect. So, you know, Salt Lake City sometimes has a bad rap for it being too small of a market, not able to support a professional team. When you look at some of the other players in this, like Portland, What's kind of your pitch for Salt Lake City to overcome the perception that it has?
Sure. Well, you're a sports guy, so we like to say that Utah and Salt Lake City are a five-tool player. And I would say, you know, first of all, it's our economy. We have the number one economy in the country. When you look at expansion markets like those that are putting their name in the hat, you could see that we have the highest median income of all of those potential expansion markets, which is great. We're the fastest growing state. We have number one job growth in the country. We also have the youngest population, which is great for baseball and baseball fans. And so when you think about our size, also along the Wasatch Front, we're actually 2.7 million people. So, you know, not just heart of Salt Lake City, but when you look at our population, we're really equally sized when you think about like a Kansas City market or, you know, Cleveland. So I think we're a really strong contender when you talk about population and economic factors. And then when you think about the fact that we have a great quality of life here, we're family friendly. We have big families that actually enjoy going to sporting events like baseball. That fits in there too. And then we have an incredible site already designated and a great partner in Rocky Mountain Power and Mortenson Construction. We like to say we're shovel ready. And that would mean we're ready today and we'd be ready in 5 years. So that's exciting. And we have great people from all stakeholder groups. When you think about elected decision makers to community, business, potential investors, and just a big fan base. So we're ready. We're on deck. We think that we can perform really well in the process with the MLB.
Amanda Covington, Chief Corporate Affairs Officer for the Larry H. Miller Company, joining us on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday today. Amanda, what is a realistic timeline? You said you could be ready in 5 years. Realistically, what are you expecting as far as timeline between now that the announcement's been made for Big League Utah and when that first pitch might be thrown?
Yeah, I would say it really will depend on Major League Baseball and the process that they'll want to drive. Officially, you've said it, we've heard it, that they've got to settle these other two teams, the Rays and the A's. And as that happens, then I believe that will take place. We do anticipate that this will be probably a multi-year campaign. But again, you know, we have Smith's Ballpark here that we could get ready sooner. And, you know, Rocky Mountain Power actually turned dirt last week on Wednesday when we made this announcement on phase one of their development. So we're ready.
Amanda, you mentioned the Salt Lake Bees. Of course, that's been one of the big questions. What happens with the Bees? And of course, they're already planning to relocate, but they would stay in the Salt Lake Valley, correct?
That's right. Salt Lake County is fairly large. And our decision was to move the Bees from Salt Lake City down to a city called South Jordan. It's south and west of Salt Lake City, but still in the valley here in Salt Lake County.
Amanda, you mentioned, of course, baseball being the big focus, but has there been a response from the National Hockey League for expansion or maybe relocation of a current program or franchise to Salt Lake City?
Yeah, it's a really good question, Duke. We've been focused on Major League Baseball and the conversations with the commissioner's office there. I have not been involved in any of those conversations around hockey. So I unfortunately can't speak to that one.
Sure. Well, Amanda, thank you so much for your time. This is exciting even for us in Western Wyoming because, you know, we support the Jazz and you know, I was actually chuckled at Governor Cox's response because I'm a Red Sox fan myself and I would happily turn that in for a Salt Lake team if I had that chance. And so, I think the excitement is real and I hope that this turns into something really good for the region.
Yeah, you and me both. And we have a lot of Bees fans there, too. So we know that Western Wyoming is part of this market for us. And we're excited not only to see you at Bees games, but at a future Salt Lake City game.
Perfect. Amanda, anything else about Big League Utah we haven't had a chance to touch on you'd like to mention?
Well, I would just say, look, this is for all of us. So visit the website. Go to BigLeagueUtah.com. Sign your name. Say you want to be part of the coalition. Get involved. Help us spread the word and really show that enthusiasm for Major League Baseball so that they know that we're all in it together.
Amanda Covington, Chief Corporate Affairs Officer for the Larry H. Miller Company. Amanda, thank you for your time. We appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Duke. Thank you.
It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on the SVI Radio Network.